Hi all, it's that time of the week again, and it's April the 9th. This was supposed to be From Russia With Love 6. We may do that tomorrow. But this is an update on the People's Club, and a heavy dose of intel and some solutions right at the end. So, here goes. Hi all and welcome to the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. This is a different show to what was published. It was supposed to be From Russia With Love 6. But we've switched it around. I may do that one tomorrow. But with so much going on, this will be a much shorter show. But no less explosive and also informative. And it's going to cover aspects of THI and the People's Club first. And then we're going to go into fairly heavy intel with the solutions bit provided at the end. So let's get started. We're getting a heavy volume of new members now and listeners to our group globally. And the reason I put them in two categories is we actually have more listeners than group members. So I'd like to welcome all new members to our group and ask them and our members to be patient. You know, many are way behind you all in terms of real knowledge that you've all grown accustomed to with this show. And we have delivered proof to our members in bucket loads. So be patient with them. Now, new members, you will hear and read many things in our show and group that may go against most of which you have heard before. And I'm asking you to be open first and also patient. You will find our information difficult to grasp and accept. But we run on a premise here. I will not tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. There are several aspects to our shows. We give some news from around the world, but not tonight. Or the sub-intel, which is hints to come, or pieces become proof of things said in previous shows. And we have the up-to-date intel that has been proven over and over again to be more accurate than any other show. And then we have the op-ed pieces that covers a range of topics also. Occasionally we have other special shows that goes deeper into a certain narrative or topic, and we call it the must listen to shows. If you want to know all about ETs, life, the real control system, not deep state clowns, who are the factions of the elites, the history of the world going back 110,000 years, what is religion, about the moon, word magic and its deceptions, and several other topics in that section are on our website thinkdifferent.thepeoplesclub.org, which is also the donation site for the People's Club. Now, you also have available to you transcripts of all my shows, which are on my Patreon at patreon.com/TommyW, the TW in capital letters, and the rest in lowercase. And we also have the People's Club, which is a philanthropic organisation solely for and by the people. And you can find details of that at thepeoplesclub.org. And that is essentially us creating a new programme of how to be, care and work with each other via the many THI state or country groups. This show is also directly connected to Kim and the Trust due to my working directly with Kim on a range of things, not just the Trust funds. And Kim does not have a website or blog, but information comes direct from her and me through this show. Kim also passes information on occasions to Tank and his show with Dan. So enjoy your time with us and be patient with others and yourself. The information contained here is voluminous and also testing and, dare I say it, triggering. And we all need triggering to generate the right response, which is to help overcome your programming, false narratives and history and build a new world in our image, not theirs. Now, unfortunately, clowns have been playing games again, and new members will have noticed this week they are being messaged by a certain agency-based criminal organisation to not join our group. How desperate is that, you know? It beggars belief. And who does that and goes to those lengths to discredit someone? They say, just talk shit every week. You know, it beggars belief. But this is what they do, and it's desperation. But these people operate in a group with a known pedophile and child trafficking operation aligned with the DNC clientele, linked by servers, all connected to the Rothschild-based company called KPMG. And we have sent all the details of it to the FBI and certain Democrat senators who are clients of this pedo-based group, stopped the investigation. So it's now being handled by Russian authorities, given that the main servers were based in Lithuania. And funny enough, KPMG were also the auditors of the Federal Reserve, did you know? It's all in-house for them. You will notice they all have fake names, because they're too cowardly to give their real names. And so for those new, I asked all these false name people and group who are making claims with no proof to come on our show and air all their claims and allegations over 12 months ago, and then let all the listeners decide, and they refused to do so and still do. And so I will ask them again to all come along, Team Bubba, with Randy Morgans and Shane Bales as well, to all come on our show with real names and identities, and we'll let the public decide who is telling the truth. I'm expecting no reply from any of them, as none have any substance or reality to what they state. They've labelled the People's Club a scam, and even when presented with the evidence to the contrary, then state I'm taking all the glory for the members' contributions. Well, if true, at least I get something for running a company 99% myself for 4 years for no pay. And it's kind of pathetic, their responses, and reeks of pure envy. I would ask them, don't go envious and go and do something of use for yourselves. So an update of the so-called the People's Club scam, as Randy and others called it. But the TPC will be paying for one of our members to finally get out of bed that he's been stuck in for the best part of the last 2 years and out into his own wheelchair within the next week. Last month, we kept someone in their home. They were struggling financially. We also funded emergency medical treatment for another member, and we paid for someone else who needed cable and the internet for their work and was cut off due to money shortages. And a few other people were helped as well. So that's what we're doing with the TPC. And I want to thank you all who donate to the People's Club. Like I said, we deliver on our promises to help fellow members of THI and eventually to widen it out to help the all. For those who haven't, couldn't, or unsure of it all, that is a small example of what we have done this year alone. So please donate, as it does go to our members and helps those in need. All of it, much to the chagrin of detractors, is transparent. One of our members this week Raised questions about the 15% humans here and the rest are bots or walking possessed. I think the latter is more prominent. And some of the things that have been going on with this coronavirus, people are realising that even if there are 15% of us, not all 15% are awake, so to speak. And if you look at the workplaces, some would say that only about 3 to 5% that actually think differently from the rest. And they ask the question, what happens next? What do the 3 to 5% do? Carry on complying with their bizarre, increasingly frantic and utter non-thinking world, or do we build a new one? And this is what the THI and ultimately the People's Club is all about. You know, it is the forerunner for rebuilding the people, their regions and this planet. And people will ask, why THI? And my reply would be, who else is going to do it? For and by the people. You know, please name me one group or enterprise even thinking of it. Yeah, you've got many on the alt media internet saying, no, let's all wait for Q to tell us. Basically, what they haven't done yet is my reply. So this is what THI is all about. I'm waiting for April the 13th. We're in crucial times now. Real crucial times, as the intel portions will reveal after the music break. But there's a load of people on the alt media who have made extraordinary claims. And by April the 13th, those claims will have all failed. And that'll be when Drake, David Wilcock, Fulford, Nassim Harriman, Cobra, Corey Good, the Indian gurus, no surprise there if you've listened to From Russia With Love, Stillness in the Storm, Calliope, Drumvalo Melchizedek, Alfred Weber, James Gilliland, Sisterhood of the Rose, who are Syrian-based witches, and witches with a B as well, and the Mayan elders will all be proven as false prophets, and in some cases, prophets with an F. There is no martial law. No ascension BS via mass meditation. No 144,000 fake Hebrew-based saviours either. No 3 or 10 days of darkness. No fake alignment with Uranus. Literally, because that's where they're talking from. And no Pleiadians coming to save them. And all of them are as fake as a glass eye. So the virus nonsense rolls on. Body bags in Italy out of a movie scene. Mannequins in, or dummies in hospitals being shown on the Portal People news. And all lies. But what people want to know is who cost them their business, or their jobs, or their paycheck. I'll tell you. The Portal People, mainstream media, they're called Portal People for those new, is because their news is from a completely different world to ours. And we did give Trump a solution to fixing that as well. The 1934 Telecommunications Act is riddled with loopholes. And if ever there was a profession that is non-essential, Portal People are it. Even now, they're backtracking on official figures and certainly the projected death and illness figures. Hospitals are empty in many places around the country, including the greed-based epicentre of it, New York. Empty hospitals. But the most disappointing aspect of this whole charade is the behaviour and antics of the alt media, said to be awake and posting their mind control programme of the virus, is posting what they want you to focus on and not what is real. Not what was building before this engineered crisis. And rest assured, it was engineered. There's a whole heap of things going on with exposures of politicians and many other criminals, including all the child pedophilia and trafficking, the Epstein stuff, the royals involved in it. And it's all gone away because everyone now has bought into the mind control program of the portal people, and let's all focus on the virus. It's what they do. This show has been warning you about this programming since May of 2016. But those of us in the alt media are supposed to be different. Rebels, sovereign beings, and against the system and tyranny. But then the weak government tells you to stay in your homes and all comply and drop faster than Stormy Daniels' underwear. Why are we tolerating this? This is a refocus time and focus on what we do, not what they do. This was the only show that said, do not comply. All the rest was a mismatch and varying degrees of flip-flopping. And what is going on in this country, and the UK and many others, is point-blank fascism. Right in your face. Patriotism is a fancy word for fascism, because it means a love of your country over your fellow man. Is essentially what it means. And it's a program being ran on the people. Most Americans I've spoken to said, we will never be like the Germans and fall for that crap. Newsflash, you already have, decades ago. You just never saw the signs, ignored their criminality, because America is the greatest country on earth and can do no wrong. But it's not the greatest country. Wake up and look around you. It is an absolute disaster zone on every level of society. Look what's happened in the past month. Hospital staff fired for speaking the truth. There is no virus. Or a minimal one at best. People fined for not wearing masks. Curfews now being mentioned. People being chased down by police for walking in the park. Corralled into 6-foot zones. And stopped by police and the military and asked for your ID just for walking around. Can anybody say, the papers, please? Germans were sleepwalking into disaster by the National Zionists that ransacked and slaughtered tens of millions 20 years previously in Russia. And Americans are following the exact same pattern of being taken over by these National Zionists operating out of Gotham City, New York, which is the head of the New World Order and has been since 1776, by the likes of Kushner and other born-in and born-to actors. I told you all the alt media was finished in December 2018, and events of the past month should show all that. That statement was 100% correct. Add in the wheeling out of the old alt media personalities of the past at this very time, spouting their fear porn, BS, money programs proven to not exist, alien rescue missions, and general bullshittery, and not one of them have provided a single solution to fix things. Not one. Including Q. Rest in peace, the alt media, and I rest my case. Some of the things that came out, it's kind of interesting. The postings on MeWe, I think it was Monday. And if you don't think THI is that important, then I opened 12 posts, and here was 8 of them. All stuff that we've covered in the shows. Number one, BlackRock, Jewish group out of New York, leveraging global finances for takeover, whilst pushing whites out of the money pit. That was the article. This is what was warned in the From Russia with Love shows, was it not? From part one. Number two, coronavirus is a scam, the professor says. And when it's finished, millionaires will be billionaires. Sounds like the Clowns in Panic show to me. Number three, cartoon of the president signing said to be a special $2 trillion bill. And the caption said, why is it special? Because we don't have $2 trillion. You can pick any THI show for that. Number four, CIA running sex brothels as a sting via Hugh Hefner and Epstein. Oh dear. From Russia with Love 7 and also several other THI shows. Number five, the Kennedy Center. Of course, Q and cohorts are pushing the Kennedy story. I think our show last week crushed that reality. So the Kennedy Center got an overhaul and was awarded $25 million from the non-existent $2 trillion relief bill. Except the Kennedy Center stops paying the staff and then donates $5 million to the DNC. Oh my. You can pick any THI show for that also. And then you've got 3.2 million Americans filed for unemployment. It's now 17.5 million in just the past 3 weeks. And yet Democrats in that bill wanted $300 million for illegals. Again, we've warned you about that in several THI shows. Remington Arms of New York said they would make ventilators for the virus. Governor Cuomo ordered them from China, and they are now delayed. And again, proving these people would rather engage, promote and trade with other countries. Again, that's come out of several THI shows. And then the final one, Kushner takes charge of FEMA as his portfolio explodes due to the virus and his positioning. Again, you can pick many THI and actually Cosmic Voice shows of warning of Kushner. We'll have more on him in the intel. So with the jobless claims going through the roof and businesses going tits up, what happens next? Is it 1929 again, Americans? Where is the money required to create new jobs again with few businesses surviving coming from? Do you think old money in the system will be able to provide that stimulus? If yes, how? All banks are in negative liquidity, some between 300 and 650%, including the Federal Reserve banks. Where will the banks get their funding from if they have none? And this is the harsh reality we face of dwindling money, dwindling supplies, jobs, businesses, and more importantly, food. The stark truth is there's only one way to get this country back on its feet, is new money, and there's trust. That's it. There are no RVs, Nasara, Jessara, and all the other rubbish that's all over the internet. None of it. And this country needs to remind Trump of that fact and not sit about waiting for sound bites of its coming. Here comes the pain, FISA documents, JFK documents, the RV. Sit back and wait for Q to do anything. Or Black Sun takeovers of the defunct Federal Reserve Bank and its subsidiary, the IRS. Both of which have looted this country blind since 1912, one of which is not even on American soil. But if ever there was a time to see the illusion of how government doesn't work, is now. It's like watching a kindergarten trying to set up a quantum physics lab. It's so awful and mismanaged, it's not even funny anymore. It is and should be an abject lesson in a complete embarrassment of your country. And to be clear, that applies equally to both parties. It is an illusion they are different. And people of every country fall for the same illusion every single election. Oh, this one will be different. This candidate will be different. They're not. They're all controlled puppets of a system that's largely unseen. And if you think the deep state is top of the tree, you're not even close. Fact. And yes, we can all blame the politicians, and rightly so. But you all voted them in. And so ultimately, we are responsible. And part of the problem is we don't make them accountable enough. We don't push them on policies and bills that they push forward and sign off in our name. We just don't do it enough. But if you still think governments operate for the people, if you still think the government will fix and save your life, you are totally delusional. They do nothing. Why? Because we don't make them do the job that they were employed to do, which is look after the people first, then the country. That is how a real government should operate. Look after the people first, then the country. Not the other way round. Countries are relevant. Look for the latest stimulus. That's not for the people, is it? It's for the same clowns who created the stimulus, read bailouts, in 2008 and also 2001, which is barely spoken about. Yes, they got bailed out in 2001 under the smokescreen cover of 9/11. But in that bill, there was $500 billion for the Fed, $500 billion for a company that is defunct. It's owned by the trust due to the multi-quadrillion dollar liens against it, owed to the trust, and has no license to operate even. They won't tell you that on the mainstream media, will they? But it's true. And this is what THI and the TPC is all about. making you all participate and personally responsible, because sitting back and doing neither has not served any of us too well. In fact, it's not served us at all. You want change? Then be it. We'll be back with the intel. Hi all, and welcome back. Think differently. Because that's the only way we're going to move forward. We've for too long repeated the same narrative, repeated the same programs, followed the same parties, and followed the same rules. It's not got us anywhere. It sent us backwards as a species, badly. So the rest of this shortened show will be intel. Some of it's real heavy, and some of it's positive. And we will end the show tonight on a solutions. Now, following this show, there will be a Zoom call for people who want to ask questions. And I will post the links on the MeWe and Facebook pages. Unfortunately, only 100 are allowed in. And but that's all the package we can afford. You know, it's a big jump from $15 to $65 a month. Not when we don't use it too often, but maybe later we will look into that, given certain things are unfolding. So that will be roughly, I think, about an hour and a quarter away. Not too sure. Yeah, about an hour and a quarter. Right, let's get into the intel. There is a growing back chatter now that's getting louder, of the clowns unleashing another variant of COVID-19 known as COVID-66. But it will affect around 25% of the COVID-19 cases, most of which have been misdiagnosed or deliberately engineered to make the public go in fear and panic mode. Now, on Monday, it's going to go in day order, the intel. The White House was unsure of where to go with the trust, because Kim pulled all the money back again, all the $2 trillion or $2.5 trillion thereabouts, because they wouldn't pay the 2% fee again. The 2% fee, for those new, is for the projects for the people. Technically, all of that 2% fee belongs to Kim, and because she is the sole trustee. But it's going out to the people, and they do not want the people having any money. And this will become clear as this intel unfolds. The Fed tried to extend the bank's leveraging abilities, creating more debt again, and to fund in part the $2 trillion stimulus. The US Treasury and Mnuchin is pulling money out of the Social Security and pension funds to fund it. That will be blocked. That was Friday, sorry. Now, the one thing I'm going to add in, given the recent show and the expose on JFK, and I forgot to mention about the funding of NASA at the time in 1963 with the $1 billion notes, which we posted the proof of, and that was linked to JFK and the Black Sun scam. Well, it was NASA who procured, as they are Black Sun, advanced technology from the other species they have engaged with since day one, who then blew an underground hole and actually opened up the gates of hell. That location, Mount Shasta. Oh my. Something else this show warned about years ago about that particular place. And yet all New Age and fake alt media were sending you there for supposed enlightenment. I think not. So what is the plans going on? Well, BlackRock are, in essence, taking on the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds used to own, because the trust owns all the banks in reality. And people will then say, well, why doesn't Kim just go and take it off them? Well, you've got to have enforcement for that. Otherwise, it would be done. Because the minute we get enforcement, it's game over. And work is underway on that, in that field. So BlackRock were trying to leverage everything, including the Social Security and the pension funds, along with the Fed. And they raised $62 billion. And they were intending on buying up the whole country with the collapse of the stock market. And so they think then that they would own the whole of America. Except someone needs to tell them somebody already owns it and is not giving it up. And that's the trust. Because every single piece of land in every country and every in-ground resource and building was pledged to the trust. All of it. So they were trying to fake sell America, the country, to a Chinese consortium for $2 trillion. And voila, you have your stimulus checks. Seeing the picture now? Americans, you need to wake up, because if that goes ahead, you have just all sold your country away for $1,200 each. Banks, because they have no money and was expecting new money to come in, not happening, not until things are done properly. Starting with Wells Fargo this week, as in what the, are now cancelling all the government's arranged small business loans for businesses who have suffered because of this fake virus. Why? Because banks have no money. None. They were all expecting the Fed window to open again. So, like the now fake RV, Nasara and Jassara money, it never arrived. Why? Because it doesn't exist. The RV, Nasara, or Jassara does not exist, period. And neither does the Saint Germain Trust. I've checked all 6,500 trusts, and that wasn't one of them. And anyone on the internet telling you it's real is delusional, or an agent of the clowns, or both. At this point, there's no excuse for not knowing. None. The banks people have to be just about the dumbest people on the planet right now. Although there is stiff opposition to that title currently. They're sitting there waiting for the Fed window to open and issue them money. But the Fed have no money. None. They don't even have a license to operate. So how can we prove that as a fact? Well, it's simple. The stimulus package included $500 billion to refloat the Federal Reserve. And you're sitting there waiting for the Fed to give you money? It's not happening. Like, never. Q wrote this on Wednesday. Welcome to the Democratic People's Republic of China Party. The silent war continues. Which followed last week's bombshell of them supporting the Black Sun taking over the Federal Reserve. And with that in mind, listen closely to this piece and ask, is there any difference? This was a news piece. We were already aware previously and was going to be outed on a show on Monday, but this was outed anyway. Jared Kushner, who is running counter financial operations against the country, is now running FEMA via his manufacturing and supplies businesses. The Trump White House has set up an official coronavirus response team, and Jared Kushner has decided to set up a second coronavirus response team of his own, and is making a complete mess of things and leading to even more confusion when it comes to the Trump regime's failed efforts. But that was what it was reported. Like I said, it's no surprise to regular THI members. I've been warning of Kushner as far back as when I was on with Dre. Now, on Monday, having last week, Kushner and his cronies blocked the company 3M from supplying to this country privately at all, and also told them not to supply to Canada either. Suddenly, they struck up a deal orchestrated by Kushner only to supply health-related items like masks, gowns and other medical supplies, which all sound so nice until you realise only the government and their departments could sell or receive them. That was the deal Kushner did on Monday. And the government decided that only their approved government departments could receive said supplies, and public and private were not allowed to buy them from any store, including Lowe's, Home Depot and several other stores, and clinics all confirmed this as a fact. This blocked all non-government hospitals or private charities from being able to attain crucial medical supplies, and essentially Kushner and Trump, or whoever signed off on it, that the American public would be denied access to essential medical supplies to prevent the spread of the said virus, and would receive no masks and no gloves. So where is Kushner getting all these supplies from? American companies? No. They were blocked from selling them. And they are buying them from India and China, which proves national security is one steaming pile of horse manure. Period. Kushner and the government mandated the supplies to only state and county government facilities only. Except there's one problem with that. No state or county government department has any money to buy them. None of them. They're all bankrupt. Seeing the picture now. That then leaves over 300 million Americans left to defend themselves with no way of protecting themselves. And Kushner and your government just sold the people down the river. This was Monday. Aligned with the Israeli Mossad and Rothschild's agent, Jared Kushner. On Monday, work was underway for the trust to purchase supplies and deliver them to the American public as needed. Like I said all along, the only group fighting for and by the people is Kim, I and the trust. And some people object to that statement. And yet my answer would be, please name the alternative group working solely for and by the people at the top level. As we would welcome any assistance in our cause. So essentially Trump, or more the case Kushner, are boosting the economies of China and India at the American people's expense. Is that making America great again? And this is a play out of what the elitists wanted all along. The financial destruction of America. We've been talking about this on our show for the last 2 to 3 years. And all the wealth transferred to the East and Asia. And then there was this article that turned up. Got to come straight out of the Clowns in Panic show, which was done last year. The world's rich are probably not the first financial victims your thoughts go out to as the coronavirus wreaks havoc on the global economy. People have lost jobs or had wages docked, and the gig economy workers have realised just how vulnerable their digital era income streams are. But over the last 2 months, more than $400 billion has vanished from the pocketbooks of the world's richest. And that means all their gains over the last 2.5 years have evaporated during this crisis, according to a new report by the wealth list compiler Who Run Research. Nearly all of the 100 tycoons lost money during this period from January 31st to March 31st. Lots of money. And only 9 didn't. And the most striking is all 9 are Chinese. And before anyone thinks of blaming the Chinese for everything, think again. Countries don't matter. This is a program of psychopaths. They don't care of countries. So don't be blaming President Xi of China because he's trying to get rid of the same clowns as we are. But essentially, they're harvesting everything. I told you, all the millionaires would disappear and all the elite billionaires are going to harvest it all up. And the control, or so they think anyway, of the world's wealth goes to a select few. Isn't that what was said in June last year with the clowns in panic? Well, there you have it. And this is what Kim and the trust team have tried to prevent, a full-on transfer of all the wealth from west to east. And their plan is to turn the Western world into third world countries. And we've been successful in preventing that, by and large. But this is a systematic attack on our country. And we have treasonous weasels in this country, many of whom are born in and born to, hell bent on harvesting the country and the people. And at this point, Trump needs to decide which side he's really on. That is my opinion, and my opinion only. You cannot dance with all three groups, Mr. Trump. And for those new, the three groups are the Rothschilds, the Black Sun, and Kim and the Trust. That's it. And ultimately, for his and the country's advancement, he only has one choice: to work with the Trust. If he doesn't, it will be this country and his downfall. As it stands, there will be no stimulus or stimulus checks being paid out. Forget what the media is telling you. They have no funds to pay it out. None. Apart from small bits that was stolen out of the pension and social security funds on the premise that the Fed window is going to open again and the Rothschilds or the Black Sun are going to send them funds. Not happening ever. There is a small fund, and we have heard some of them will be paid out, as the payout is in a tier-based structure to be delivered. All sounds like the RV, that to me, isn't it? They're tier one and tier two. Yes, that means they take all the funds, and oh, I'm sorry, we've got to the end, and there's none left for the people. That's how it works. That's how they've always done it. And the small amount of funds, in part, was looted out of the system by BlackRock and associates. And rest assured, none or little of the current funds available will be going to the average American. None. You will get a string along date now of 2 weeks and 2 weeks, which already started on Monday, with the report that the IRS, who bizarrely Trump allocated for them to hand out the stimulus checks when we gave him an alternative solution that would work and also create lots of jobs, that the IRS can't deliver the stimulus checks due to outdated technology, it is said. Seriously. And they expect people to believe that shit? Are they telling us that they didn't know the IRS couldn't deliver the checks before the funds arrived? Is that what they're telling us? You know, at best it's gross incompetence, which the American people should frown upon and act accordingly, or worse, point blank lied to the American people. After the last item, I think you'll have your answer. Tuesday and Wednesday brought a change of mind again, as reality bites, as another failed money program didn't turn up, and another full moon alignment came and went with no funds delivered by the Rothschilds or the Black Sun, despite promises to the contrary, and now things are looking grim for many countries. Trump, we heard, fired many in his close vicinity during these 48 hours. Many. When the public will be informed is anyone's guess at this point. So, having already blocked the company 3M from supplying medical items and equipment for business purposes related to what appears to be insider trading via Kushner et al., but also FEMA. Supplies of medical stuff were ordered from different countries, and FEMA and others were blocking and or confiscating them at airports and ports. FEMA were then collecting the masks in particular and trying to sell them to the government-only based facilities for $7 a mask each. And this is being replicated globally, and companies globally are being threatened to not sell their supplies to the public. One company, unnamed, who the trust spoke to do deals with this week, actually requested armed security as safety for them to do so. Then another report came in and was borne out. It's not only the medical supplies they're blocking, but food supplies as well. All imports, and they're confiscating them. So there are so-called American clowns in this country blocking medical supplies and equipment, food and general supplies, and also limiting access to cash via reduced hours of banks, said to be due to the virus, but it's really a contingency in case there's a bank run. Because if there's a bank run, very few are going to get any money, because they're empty. They only carry 10% of account balance anyway, and they've been using that as well. Now Trump, I'm told, is now aware and is beyond angry at what is going on and is acting upon it and is cleaning house, we are informed, but time always tells. We are now in full-on crunch time, and time matters for the people. Those at the top end of the game, time is on our side, not theirs. They are desperate to hold on to power and are failing badly, as they are being exposed now for more to see. We are just desperate to help the people. Big difference. Hi all, and welcome back to the final part of tonight's update. And there you have it. A lot of it's not a surprise, to be honest. You know, it's all stuff that regular THI members have heard before. It's just now coming into the public's face. And it has to be that way. It has to be outed and into the public before things really change. Now, we will fight on and are doing rather well. We've blocked a whole heap of it. Banks, laundering money, drug money, child trafficking money, offshore accounts, you name it. So having stated in previous shows that the trust and the team are for and by the people, what did we do during this week and complete charade that has gone on? Well, the Kim and the trust made deals globally for masks, gowns, hand sanitizers and all things that will be required for the rest of the people, given Kushner and his born-in and born-to cronies decided to only look after around 3 to 5 million Americans only, and the rest of the country can do without. This is like the eugenics program we covered in the early parts of From Russia With Love. It's all there. So Kim made deals in several countries, and they will be brought in and dispersed to the public by a full-on security team, is what is being planned. Millions of emergency packages containing masks, gowns, sanitizers, and hopefully they will be dispersed to the American public and non-government hospitals. All of it will be free of charge. We will be asking, should this plan go ahead? We may not require it, given other on things, current ongoing things are happening. But should it be the case, we will be asking for THI state and country groups to organise this and disperse it voluntarily into your communities should the need arise. We're also doing deals for food packages to be delivered to this country for the many who need it and don't have the funds due to the fascist style shutdown that bears little to do with the virus and everything to do with rogue people coining all of the markets, positioning themselves for more control of nothing and using an exercise to see how far they can push and control the public. Should the need arise, the food packages will be organised and paid for by the trust, will also be free of charge to the public should the need arise. This is what we do behind the scenes, and at least trying to implement something. But we need support from the American people, and they need to stop sleepwalking into tyranny and slavery. Military personnel, agency people, militia and mercenary groups, or anyone who actually gives a shit about this country, need to act now and arrest Kushner and his partners, all of them. Shut down FEMA immediately and arrest those clowns holding the American people to ransom and in some cases imposing death sentences on them. The country ignored FEMA, who blocked food, water and medical supplies and then went on a killing spree during and after Hurricane Katrina. Fact. Well, it doesn't matter because it was okay because I'm not black or I don't live there. So that seems to be the attitude. It's wrong thinking. And it was only a matter of time before they came for you and your neighbourhood. Well, now we're in it. With their fake Red Cross ships. You don't want Red Cross. Red Cross need to be shut down as well. And all the money given back to the people. They're rogues and thieves. All of them. Arrest Bill Gates, who is a genocidal maniac, and is advising to keep the country closed down until at least late May and possibly June, or until all of us are mandatory vaccinated. Really? Why is he allowed to walk amongst us? Do something. And as for the Q, show the Q entity, show the country you are really providing solutions, not proving that blah blah is criminal. We already know that. Let's see evidence of you arresting these criminals on our shores before it gets any worse than it is currently. Proof. People will lose homes, businesses and jobs unless the people act and tell the president this is how we want our country run. I'm sure he will appreciate the support, providing he is fully acting in the right manner as well. My opinion only. Reports following the debacle of Kushner and others on Monday suggest he is. But for my opinion, again, only, we have had far too many false dawns and promises to date for me to personally get on board fully. We want to see the proof. And Kushner needs to be arrested. I don't care if he's the son-in-law. The man is a snake and a thief and operating for a foreign country. Period. And Gates. You know, Gates is a man who's gone from a fraud-based computers to the world's leading medical expert, according to the portal people and mainstream media. Really? Let's talk about his medical background of him and his foundation, backed by the UN and the Red Cross, I might add, that has killed or maimed millions of children in Africa, Pakistan and India. Millions of them. Rounding up kids at gunpoint by military to inject their known poisons. How long are you going to sit back and wait before actions are taken? Because Gates is trying to roll the program into America. Rest assured, Kim and the team and I will continue to fight on your behalf. And it's time the followers of these alt-media clowns who are discrediting us or denying us information streams are laid to rest, so we can all go forward to drive a better world for humanity, not clowns or psychopaths. Solutions. Take note, military and agency people. Remove all rogue elements from our soil first. This can be achieved by staged withdrawal of all troops in all war zones currently ongoing and a staged removal of all troops and bases off foreign soil permanently. Once rogue elements are removed, the three branches of military can start a clean-up of the damaged areas created by troops in our name. The land can be cleaned up by the army, the sea cleaned up by the navy, and the air cleaned up by the Air Force and Space Command Group. A cease and desist of all genetic, psychotronics, biowarfare, mind control, cloning, hybridization, abductions, chemtrails, transhumanist agendas, and all other forms or exotic forms of weaponry harmful to us all and the planet, including HAARP. Set up a full-on multidisciplined assessment team, including some members of the public, to analyze all technology available as to whether it's beneficial to humanity or not. If not, it should be destroyed. Set up a full-on multidisciplined assessment team, including some members of the public, to analyse all underground bases that are still left, many aren't, for full disclosure on their intent and purposes, and whether from a financial or ethical point of view, these are cost-effective for the public or the planet's benefit, and dealt with accordingly. A multidiscipline team to liaise with all other countries threatened by these rogue elements, provide support and logistics for them to complete their process quickly. A steady release of the new technology that has been denied to the people, providing that technology is deemed of benefit by the assessment team. Ensure a swift release of the funds so we can get the many different projects designed to improve this country and rebuild its infrastructure. In essence, we hardly have an infrastructure. A cease and desist of funneling taxpayers' money into black budget accounts. Find all the accounts and return the money back to the American government and subsequently the people via tax breaks or direct refunds. A cease and desist to all drug and other trafficking implemented by Langley and others. Locate the accounts, confiscate and return to the American government to go towards healthcare. A full withdrawal of any connection to the United Nations, NATO, the World Health Organization and the World Bank and any other organizations who are siphoning money out of this country at the behest of the cabal. Shut down the Department of Homeland Security and NSA. They're all there to spy on us and you, funny enough. We only need two agencies in this country, not 17. The public has paid enough for these trafficking groups. Shut down the Federal Reserve and its IRS counterpart, as they are foreign imposters, and implement the new tax of sales tax only that was given to you by the trust team. Income tax is illegal under the real Constitution, and we're not under the real Constitution. A full restoration of the organic Constitution and make necessary amendments for this time. In other words, modernise it. Restore the American government, not USA Inc. We don't want or need any form of labelled government, be it republic, democracy or any other ism ideology. We want a government that solely operates on the premise of acting at all times for and on behalf of we the people. Nothing more and nothing less. The people are owed that much at least. And finally, restore this country's sovereignty given to you on January the 27th, 2018 by Kim Goguen of the Trust. I came to this country 18 years ago this week from England. The country has done so much, by name anyway, to harm this country. Not by the people, but these same ruling elites. And I've spent most of my spare time for over a decade now trying to teach and help the American public free themselves from tyranny of the UK Crown-based and others' control. Even though it's not my duty to do so. I wasn't born here. But you do have a duty to aid and support the American people. And to date, you have failed to do so. It is to your shame that as an American born and bred here, that you need a Brit to guide or cajole you onto a better path for your own people and your own country. The irony of it all is not lost on me or many others. You all have an opportunity now and an obligation to correct the wrongs you have taken part in. A chance to do the right thing by your family, friends, colleagues, country and humanity. A chance to set a brighter future for us all. Free of tyranny and control systems, free of war, poverty, starvation, poisoning. These are the real badges of honour. Helping people, not using or killing them. So are you going to be the Rothschilds or Blackstone slaves or the people's heroes? Your choice. Please make the right one. This has been the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. Bye for now.